goodbye and good night, and see you later.
Hour, yes. It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Overcharge for excess baggage. Know your concourse, know your gate. Up this way, sir. Not that way, sir. Airplane departs gate 68. Please, sir, may I see your ticket? Fasten seatbelts. You can't smoke, beverage, anything you'd care for, sir, but we're out of coke.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why then, oh, why can't I?
Destination, deplane slowly, do this, do that, I comply, God bless Orville, God bless Wilbur, it's the only way to fly.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why then, oh, why can't I? Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why then, oh, why can't I? Boing, 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 boing.
This opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Mal Dror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Mal Dror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to. Was that the remix? Welcome to another episode.
They only
episode.
Heard the last one.
That's right. Welcome to another episode of... I kept saying welcome to as though that was going to compel the microphone to work.
Not till I push the button.
That's why it's the Cure to Catastrophe. This episode is dedicated to flight.
Flight.
Flight. Opening up the set.
For no particular reason.
We heard some people want to take flight during the holiday season.
Right. We weren't sure if we should define it as fleeing or flying, which there's plenty of songs about flight, so that's what I was going for.
Well, let's see what we're going for. We heard Boeing Boeing by Roger Miller, Flying Microtonal Banana by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Stay tuned for Gojira. This is for you, Mal Dror.
I was going to play this myself.
Too late. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where it wouldn't be a show without some dead air.
Hey, you're the one who wanted this as background.
What do you mean? Who offered it up to you as an appropriate bed?
I can't believe how metal that was for something you played.
We heard Gojira. Flying Whales by, is that how you say it? Gojira.
Gojira.
Yes. There is an entire subgenre of metal music that's all about whaling.
I haven't found that to be true. If you Google Flying Whales, you get just that. Actually, no, that's not true, because I have played Helms of Lee, I think, have a whaling's. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Before that, something that you hated, it was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
And I've enjoyed seeing them live, but I did not like that.
Microtonal Banana. Totally on point for today's
flying theme.
Yes. Opening it up, it was Boeing 707 by Roger Miller. An American classic.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before. Do we have a week that was this week?
We don't have a week that
was. Oh, damn, because there was some, I felt like there was something we were going to cut out, but I forgot what it was.
There were so many things we could have cut out from last week's episode.
Like the whole show.
But the highlight, I feel the highlight was having DJ Felipe Felipe. He was here in studio to not only give you life hacks, but also to promote his fundraiser.
Yes, the SNAP fundraiser, which ends today. There's only 30 days in November, correct? Tomorrow is the first, and my rent is due, so yeah. Swing by the Mission Bar today to buy some drink specials that will help your neighbors who are experiencing food uncertainty.
Or drop off your canned foods.
I prefer the drink cocktails and help people option myself, but you can do whichever.
Most people do. Yeah. So in this episode, there is no week that was. Similarly, there is no shitty montage of songs we won't be playing, however. I used the time.
I would have used Wind Beneath the Wings.
There were so many. Maldor, there were so many.
What's the Peebo Bryson song? Whatever.
Yeah, but you're forgetting about R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
I'm not. I wasn't forgetting about it. I just don't know it.
You just don't want to mention it. But so instead of that, what I decided to do in segment two, instead of playing an opening song or doing something like that, I put all of the Earth Fart plus dance songs together about flight.
Like I just in segment two. Well, why don't we talk about that when we get to your segment two? I've got a first segment to do still.
But you're going to follow up on Gojira.
Gojira.
Well, you appreciated that. That entire first segment was for you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I guess. No, I was gonna play. I was gonna play that because whaling song, but I thought it was too metal for you, and so I didn't. But then you did. So
don't you feel like I've been branching out recently?
You have. Your opening sets have not sucked for at least 2 weeks, counting this one.
2 weeks? I'm thinking like 2 months, Maldor.
Maybe 3 weeks.
I feel that it's been a little longer since I've been falling into what I think you and your listeners might like, lock and step.
Yeah.
I have definitely made conscious shifts.
We've been
to make the show better. What have you done?
I have not played Gojira because I thought you would hate it.
Look, out of a 7.5 minute song, 3 minutes are intolerable. I feel like, you know, ratio is still good.
Also, I'd like to thank whoever left the incredibly sticky candies on the floor here in the studio, because I stepped on one and I still can't get it off the bottom of my shoe, so thanks for slobbering on that shit and leaving it on the floor. Also, thank you for whoever took the on-air side out of the window. You're a douchebag, and stop fucking with the studio, please. Thanks, bye.
There it is. Your public service announcement here.
I wasn't going to talk about that
please
on the air.
Please take care of the studio.
But I get annoyed with people fucking with the studio.
But also, I feel like
some of us are just trying to keep the fucking lights open, and people are just like, we're...
It is important to keep the lights open.
The lights open.
Yes, keep the lights open. Keep the metaphors mixed. Please.
This is your background music. It has dead air in it.
It doesn't have dead air. It's a loop. I downloaded an hour-long loop of the Top Gun.
Flight. Because yeah. our theme is flying, flight, flight. So, I'm gonna keep the metal flowing. This one will probably be obvious to anyone who thinks of the first song they think of when they think of flight.
Is it Aussie?
It's about a mythology.
Oh, God, the Icarus, the boopity-bop. Yeah. Okay, this is such low-hanging fruit. I can't wait to see what you do
after
this.
Yeah, it's a great song. And also, I started with Iron Maiden last week, I think, so I thought it was
a pattern. Kind
of a callback.
A callback.
Yeah.
Not a pattern.
Anyway, this is The Flight of Icarus by Iron Maiden.
On Radio Valencia. Dot-diddy-dot-dot.
I forgot to do this.
.fm.
Yeah!
Pedro lives down at the Wilshire Hotel. Looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard, newspapers on his feet. The old man beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters, they're brought up on their knees. Hard to run when a coat hanger hits you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. Get it out. From the dirty boulevard I'm going down. This room costs $2,000 a month. You believe it, baby, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the boulevard. Give me, you're hungry, you're tired, you roar, I'll piss on them. Hey, that's what your statue of bigotry says. All you poor huddled masses, why don't we just go clubbing then? Get it over with and dump them on the boulevard. Hey, get it out. From the dirty boulevard I wanna fly. From the dirty boulevard, get it out. From the dirty boulevard I'm gonna fly. Outside, it's a bright night, there's an opera at Lincoln Center. The movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot out over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean street. Small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel, selling plastic roses for a buck. Traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. Back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. Found a book on magic in a garbage can. Looks at the pictures, looks up at the cracked ceiling. Says, hey, by the count of three, I hope I can disappear. Fly right away from the dirty boulevard, I wanna fly. From the dirty boulevard, I wanna fly.
RadioValencia.fm.
It is the Curated Catastrophe. All right, we got the metal out of our
systems.
Yeah,
did we?
This, you're listening to Rampage Radio.
It was. It did feel like that.
It did. We played three metal songs in a row, which is unusual. Yeah.
Well, I just want to hear you better, Maldoror.
That was my set, which I didn't write everything down. We kick things off with Flight of Icarus by Iron Maiden from the Edward the Great Greatest Hits soundtrack. Their Greatest Hits soundtrack. It's their Greatest Hits album. We heard Flying High Again by Ozzy Osbourne. My co-host is objecting that those are both really obvious
picks, was just saying that I sort of left them for
but
you.
But since she ended with Flying Whales by Gojira, I'm like, I guess we're doing metal now.
Listen, I started with Gojira. Make no mistake. That was the beginning. That was the end of the beginning.
And then the last song of the set was Dirty Jesus. Dirty Boulevard, BLVD, by Lou Reed.
And if there's anyone that knows anything about VD.
I forgot to enter it into the Overrider McGiggy Which keeps track of our playlists.
That's a
for
technical
us.
Term, the McGiggy.
It's at what it's actually called.
It's connected to and powered by the flux capacitor.
Right. Anyway, this is the Curated Catastrophe. What have we done this week? Oh, it was we didn't do a Thanksgiving episode.
We didn't. We did do that last year.
Okay.
And it was probably fine. I have a hard time around Thanksgiving because my mom's not here. So I kind of like lost the purpose around these holidays. Like, she was so much of the purpose. This was the first year that I cooked, that I had people over, and then went to work the next day at 6 a.m. It was great with a broken dishwasher.
That's I think we okay. need to start having a dead mom theme song for when you go into the dead mom.
Do we have... Oh, I would like that. What about Carol? What about that Chuck Berry song?
So you have to pay attention to Chuck Berry. You need like dead mom bed music so you can give your dead mom story du jour.
I would love that.
I don't want to make fun of you about this because my mom's getting on in years. So
at this point, you're not making fun. You're being inclusive. But I kind of like that. We should explore the idea of having a dead mom theme song.
Oh, wait. It's time for dead mom hour. Dead mom
not
moment.
Hour. I can't do it. That would be so generous of you. I love that you waited almost 2 years to offer this up to me. No, I appreciate it.
It's because it's become consistent.
I'm nothing if not consistent.
You didn't cry before the show this time.
Well, okay, I got to keep you guessing. Speaking of keeping you guessing, this next segment is very...
Speaking of keeping you guessing, why don't you try ordering a burrito at
Breakfast Little. That building is for sale.
I got a chorizo and egg burrito, and there's no chorizo.
There's like no fucking chorizo.
They're like, oh, yeah, we have to sub some things, and so they sub black beans for chorizo.
Which is
like, what the
not
hell?
Comparable. And then I ordered two single espressos.
They didn't charge me less.
They didn't charge you anything. Ordered two single espressos. They fucked up, made one double, and then the bitch fucking splits it into two cups, like, right in front of me, and I'm like, I don't think that's how that works.
No, not in Italy. They'd have her hand off for that.
In Italia, they give you the thing, and then they make you another thing, and okay.
Yeah, they do it right the first time.
And I was like, un più de leche, and they're like, you don't put... Anyway, the point was, Breakfast Little just isn't what it used to be.
No, but it's also the week of Thanksgiving. You kind of got to figure, if you're working between Thursday and Monday... Like, kind of your heart isn't into it, and you're...
That's fine, but order more chorizo so you don't have to fake people out and be like, that's plate beans.
Also, you didn't get any shipments of food since Wednesday, so, like, they're running on fumes before they get their delivery on Monday.
But we are consumers, and we demand more.
Yeah, welcome to America.
Yeah, welcome to America.
We don't have any trainees right now.
The progenitors, the founders of Thanksgiving. Brought to you by Diseased Blankets. Brought to you by Systemic Inequity this Thanksgiving 2025.
Yeah, we invented Thanksgiving to try and like make up for like, oh yeah, we totally get along this one time. Forget about all the other time we've massacred people. But yeah, whatever. We're not in. The views expressed on this show or whatever. Fuck.
Typically not, except they fucking are. So in the next segment... We could have... Basically, I found a lot of earth fart music that was, like, kind of dance music, and I was like...
Yeah, you're not selling it to me.
So I couldn't commit to any of the songs entirely at the beginning, so what I did was I created a little mashed potato for you. And the thing is, it's not that good of an edit. I'm going to tell you that, because I did it this morning. It's not that good.
I'd just also like to warn any of our regular listeners who are thinking of going over to Mr. Liquor to get any kind of, you know... panacea that will help you make it through the rest of this show.
Power outage.
The power was out at Mr. Liquor earlier. He said the guy was supposed to be there soon, but the door was locked and lights were out. You had to know someone to get let inside.
Sponsored by PG&E.
Incompetent murderous fucks. The views expressed on this show
again are not, except they are.
Yeah.
So are you ready for a couple of Earth Fart plus dance songs? Oh, wait, there's a highlight to this next segment.
So
it's a little mixed.
So far, you haven't sold it to me, but
that's
okay.
That's fine. I want to keep your expectations low so that you're excited. You're like,
couldn't
that wasn't that bad.
Any lower, Mom.
That's how we do. There's a very cool thing incorporated by someone named Wing, an artist named Wing. He's out of Hong Kong, but he just does beatbox stuff. You'll be able to hear the difference between the stereo track and just the beatbox inclusion of Wing, but he's really fucking good.
So, do you have the date that his little Tiny Desk concert was?
Mount Rory. He doesn't have one yet, also because China, so probably
oh,
not. Yeah, because China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, shall we get underway with your
yes,
your
because
stuff?
The views are... I love that you called it stuff, because you could have called it way worse.
and probably will when we come out the other end.
You may. You may. Hey, here's a quick weird mix, including the flight by the Bass Jack. God, there's so many things.
Basement Jacks?
Bass Jackers, Dimitri Vegas, and Like Mike. We also will hear Dopamine by Wings, Skydive by Koza, and Floating by Clure. There are a couple of Swedish, you know, electro musicians in there, and then we're going to get to the music.
And then we'll get to the music.
Yeah, and then we'll get to the music. First part's not really music. Maltor is going to agree afterward. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Good evening, passengers. Welcome aboard on the flight. From this moment on, cell phones should be switched on and put into flashlight mode. May we ask for your attention while our cabin crew demonstrates the safety features on this flight. Please raise both hands up in the sky. Now slowly wave from the left to the right. Left. 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 Right. Right.
Dopamine.
Welcome aboard on the flight.
Frame this pain cast.
that it should happen this way, that the sky should break and the earth should shake, as if to say, sure, it all matters, but in such an unimportant way. As if to say, hey, 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 fly away, sweet bird of prey, fly, fly away, nothing can stand in your way, sweet bird. If you knew the word, I know that you'd say, fly, fly away. It makes sense that it should hurt in this way, that my heart should break and my hands should shake, as if to say, sure, it don't matter, except in the most important way. As if to say, hey, 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 fly away, sweet bird of prey, fly, fly away. I won't stand in your way, sweet bird. If you knew the words, I know that you'd say, fly, fly away. That it should feel this way, that you slowly fade and yet still remain, as if to say, everything matters in such an invisible way. As if to say, it's okay, fly away.
For joining us on this flight. We departed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, headed for our destination, which is 4 p.m. this Sunday and every Sunday. Please keep your hands and feet inside the fuselage at all times.
I think keep your hands and feet inside the ride is not one of the normal things that they do.
It's not?
I don't know. Hey, I'm waiting for...
That was a set. Maldoror has... He's been just... full of excited expletives off air. So let me just go ahead and back announce while he punches some buttons and is angry for no reason. This episode is all about flight. Closing out that set, we heard Fly Away by Poe, who I really like, from the early 2000s. We also heard from Ween, who I don't care for, but...
I can't stand Ween.
That song was really good, Maldoror. It's called
outside.
How High Can You Fly? I know we were having a mid-production meeting out front.
Yeah, we were enjoying the rather crisp out-of-doors, sitting out front with our big red... big round promotional sign.
Really,
and
nice
one of our blue chairs.
Just one. Just one. The sad, lonely... We had twins, and now they're separated. I'm thinking about making us t-shirts. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Yeah, I saw a guy on the internet who basically, it's like, if you have a color-printed you know, version of whatever you want to make. You can iron it onto a t-shirt using saran wrap. And I thought I was going to order you, you know, a t-shirt, me a t-shirt, and then make us just blue chairs. Have you seen me? Have you seen me? RadioValencia.fm. Because we're missing our second blue chair. We don't like tiny desks, but we do like tiny chairs. Anyway, we heard
Foot is Ween, still sticky.
Which, but yeah, you wanted to avoid the whole topic because you didn't listen to the song, but it was really good.
I'm not saying they're insanely talented. It's just my friends who like Ween all smoke a lot of weed.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's not why that song was good.
As I am a non-weed enthusiast.
Or Ween enthusiast.
I've just never got them. I saw them live with King Missile opening, and it was just way too much snark for me, and I left.
At least it wasn't Fish.
Whatever. It's fucking pothead music, and they are talented musicians who can play everything from sounding like Prince and funky to like metal, but that doesn't make it good.
There is a natural segue here that I'm inclined to miss between what you're complaining about now and a topic that we broached last week when you said that two people, Elton John and
Rod Stewart,
both squandered their talent. You used the word squandered. Now, yeah. You and I haven't spoken about this, but I'm curious about this because later on from me, we'll hear from Faces. And so this got me thinking about Rod Stewart. And well, I was.
And one of
hold
your.
On, but wait, I want to ask you, Maldor.
You weren't saying anything when I started speaking.
But one moment, that was a dramatic pause. My question is, why do you get to say that anyone squandered their talent? Like, especially those two.
Because they were immensely talented in the 70s and doing great things, and Rod Stewart was writing some of his own music, and then by the because the 80s sucked for mainstream music, and a lot of these 70s guys who are used to selling out arenas and shit, they sold out in different ways, and just got crap like Do You Think I'm Sexy and Candle in the Wind on to top 40 radio, which...
So you blame them? I just feel like they were as prolific as they were. I just feel like, it's absurd of you to be like, I demand more as a fan. Like, that you would ever accuse anyone of squandering their talent. I feel like any amount that they cared to offer up or made profitable to better their own lives. Who are you to even say they squandered?
I can have my opinions, and they're valid. If you take your talent and end up, instead of staying consistent and doing something challenging and interesting, you just take the brass ring and the money and just, you know, buy yourself another massive mansion in the Bahamas. Like, yeah, I feel like you've betrayed why the people liked you to begin with.
Betrayal is different than squandering. Now I'm hearing your point. No, having betrayed the point is completely
different.
Well,
you've squandered the gifts you were given by betraying your audience with Pablum.
Pablum is such an underused word.
Well, I'm about to play some.
Are you?
Yeah.
Best known for Pablum and Dead Air. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Pictures of you all this time. Now it rains, it seems the sun never shines.